ladies and gentlemen,
presenting
Roland Martin, brought to you by General Motors and the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala. It puts a new spin on an amazing heritage. The 2014 Impala. Find new roads. From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Big speech last night by President Barack Obama as it relates to Syria and his contention that a military strike is still a significant option on the table based upon what the Syrians do. Here's a little bit of what he had to say last night.
Let me make something clear. The United States military doesn't do pinpricks. Even a limited strike will send a message to Assad that no other nation can deliver.
But you look at the polling numbers for African Americans, more than 56% do not agree with this particular strike. His obviously most loyal constituency. And so what about the Congressional Black Caucus, other members of Congress? We turn to Congressman Jim Clyburn of South Carolina, the number three Democrat in the House. He joins us this morning. Sir, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Congressman, I texted about 10 members of Congress last night, and not a one said they were moved to change their position to support the strike. Your thoughts on the president's speech, and will it have an impact in terms of securing more votes?
Well, I think the speech sets a pathway to getting more votes. I think last night was what I would call a reset of this entire situation. It allows a diplomatic resolution to take place. And if successful, then why are we talking about an attack? Remember, the president says he wants to make sure that Assad does not do this again. Now, the fact of the matter is he's already done it, and you aren't trying to prevent him from doing anything. You're trying to disable his ability to do it again. So this sets us on a pathway to resolving this by diplomacy, and it always should go that way before you go to an attack.
Congressman, how will you vote?
How would I vote?
Yeah.
It all depends on how. If we get to a vote on this.
If you get to a vote, how will you vote?
I will vote with the president. If we get to a vote.
Mm-hmm. Is that what your constituents are saying?
Listen, Russia stepped in and says, here is a way to do this, picking up on what the Secretary of State, John Kerry, said. I think he was in London a couple of days ago. And then Syria came in and says, okay, we can live with that. That means you're going to turn over all of your nerve gases. Russia, NATO, other places will supervise this. If you fail to do that, then you have violated this agreement, and the president then, I think, will come back to Congress, and I'll bet you the vast majority of the Congress will, in fact, support the president with that scenario.
One of the things that Syria beforehand had never even acknowledged they had such weapons. And so,
absolutely.
And not now they're doing so. But one thing that jumps out last night, the president in his speech, he talked about this is about the national interest of Americans. Exactly what is that? That's why I'm sort of still unclear on how is it in the national security interest of the United States to strike back at Syria? We're not involved in this war. Didn't affect any Americans. But how is that the case?
Well, it all depends on how he conducts himself. Remember that the three countries in the Middle East that are very critical to the United States of America are Israel, Iran, and Syria. Now, there are other countries over there, but the three that are critical are those three. And when you look at the borders of these countries and you look at the various philosophies of these countries, the question is, if you got your strongest ally, Israel, sitting there among two people that are not your friends, then they become critical. It may not be what they do to us. It may be what they do to your strongest ally, and how you would respond to that.
Last question. The president last night talked about the children being killed in Syria. And one of the things that jumped out, and I've heard this from others as well as some members of Congress, is that we've seen deaths in the Congo. We saw deaths in Rwanda. We've seen thousands killed, millions of refugees, yet the United States did not intercede. So why intercede, even with a targeted military attack in Syria, but not in those other countries where we've seen such devastation?
Well, that's a great question, and I'm really, really torn about that. I have been to Sudan. I have stood on the soil. I've been in meetings with the leadership over there, and I'm telling you, there's a lot of bad actors in Sudan, and we didn't do anything about it. That is something that has me terribly torn, and we just don't have a good history when it comes to that continent.
But doesn't that go back to what you were just talking about in those other countries when you're talking to Israel and you're talking to Iran? Doesn't that have something to do with it in the proximity of those countries?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I'm so torn. And quite frankly, when you get to the continent of Africa, the countries there are not critical because they don't run around with nerve gases. They aren't running around with nuclear power. And that's what makes the countries different. Now, we may dress it up a whole lot of ways, but the fact of the matter is it has to do with the capacity of those countries to do harm on the military front.
Okay, Roland, you started this segment off by saying 56% of African Americans do not approve of an invasion in Syria. And that's probably because we have the highest rate of unemployment. So we're saying we don't want to go into Syria, probably because what is going into Syria going to do about unemployment?
The budget and
unemployment in the African American community.
Absolutely.
We have problems right here. You're talking about the Congo and going over to the continent of Africa and not doing anything over there. We've got a real problem right here at home among African Americans with unemployment. How is invading Syria going to help us, black people, get a job?
It will not. And that's the big issue. And that's why, look, I'm surprised it's only 56%. Mm. I thought it would be 80-something percent, to tell you the truth. It's that way in my district. Through Friday, last Friday, only one vote came in. One caller was in support of going in. Everybody else was against. That's not 99.1%. That's only one.
Yeah.
So this is a terrible issue when it comes to the domestic front, but it's the hand that President Obama has been dealt, and I think last night he played it pretty well.
Congressman Jim Clyburn, Democrat, South Carolina. We certainly appreciate it, sir. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good
Tough
luck, Congressman.
Issue, Tom.
Yeah.
I don't know how you sell that. I don't have a problem with it, but I don't know how you sell that to your constituents, especially with that strong of a margin.
Yeah.